Topic 20. Prague.
Is Prague a young city with no history?
Prague lies in the middle of Bohemia on both banks of the river Vltava, not far from its confluence with the Elbe. It has been the capital of the country since 1918. According to foreigners, this old town with a long history is one of the most beautiful towns in the world. Since very long ago, Prague has been a crucial political and social center where the history of not only the Czech lands, but of the whole Europe was made. At the same time, it has been a crossroads of different cultures and cultural movements. Due to its unique architecture, Prague Historical Center was in 1992 put on the UNESCO World Cultural Heritage List. It belongs to 9 towns and cities which the European communities awarded the title European Cultural Capital 2000. Do you know some facts from the history of Prague?
The city was founded by the Slavs who built a market on a crossroads of trade routes near a ford over the Vltava River. It became a seat of Premyslid princes and Czech kings, and later Roman emperors. In 973, the bishopric was founded here. With the King Charles IV, the golden age of the city came. Prague was the biggest city on the continent at that time. The Thirty Years' War started with the battle at White Mountain in Prague in 1620. The town was plundered and many valuable art collections were robbed by the Swedes. In 1942, the Reich protector, Reinhard Heydrich, was assassinated in the town, which led to huge and cruel prosecution in the Czech lands. The end of World War II came on the 8th of May, 1945, with the liberation of Prague. The Prague Spring in 1968 was a year of political relief, which was soon interrupted by the Soviet invasion. The Velvet Revolution in 1989 ended communism. What other names are used to refer to Prague?
Prague is sometimes called Prague of 100 Spires, Golden Prague, or the Mother of Cities. The reason may be its numerous historical monuments of all periods and its church towers and domes. Why did it become the center of the country?
A number of famous people were born in Prague and lived and worked there as well. Prague is a popular venue of many important international festivals, conferences, and trade fairs. It has regained the position it had between the two world wars. It has long been the economic center of the country, with a population of 1.2 million. What is the center of Old Town?
Being the center of the Old Town Square dates back to the 12th century and has witnessed a number of historical events. The square is surrounded with a lot of houses built in different styles of architecture, the Old Town Hall with an astronomical clock by Master Hanusch being the most famous one. What buildings are there, and what do you know about them?
Apart from the town hall and the Tin Church, other dominants of the square include the Baroque St. Nicholas Church, the Rococo-style Kinsky Palace, with collections of graphics in the possession of the National Gallery, the Stone Bell House, a Gothic townhouse dating back to the 14th century, where concerts and exhibitions are held these days, the Prague City Gallery, and Master Jan Hus Monument by Ladislav Chalon. The mosaic pavement contains marks commemorating the execution of 27 Czech lords that took place the 21st of June, 1621, and the Prague Meridian. Where is the Bethlehem Chapel, and what do you know about it? What is the Royal Route?
Standing close to the Old Town Square, the Bethlehem Chapel was built in 1391 as Church of Lord Jesus, with preachings held in Czech, one of the preachers of 1402 to 1412 being Jan Hus. Two beautiful streets start from the square. Soletna Street is, like the square, part of the Royal Route leading from the Power Tower through Soletna Street to the Old Town Square and on across Charles Bridge through Neruda Street up to the castle. What do you know about the Old New Synagogue?
Parzyska Street, with its splendid houses in Art Nouveau style, will bring us to the most valuable sites of the old Jewish town, to the old Jewish cemetery, and the old new synagogue, which is the oldest synagogue still existing in Central Europe. What is Ungelt?
One of the historical landmarks of Prague, Ungelt is a block of houses in the area between Tinska, Štuparska, and Mala Štuparska streets. It dates back to the 11th century. In the beginning, it was a marketplace where customs duties were paid, for which the word Ungelt was used, thus the name of the place. All the different styles of architecture have left something behind at the Ungelt. Which of the bridges in Prague is the oldest, and what do you know about it?
The Charles Bridge is the most famous of the 15 Prague bridges. It was built by Charles IV in Gothic style in 1357. It's a unique open-air gallery of Baroque statues. The bridge is fortified with towers on either side, the Lesser Town and the Old Town Bridge Towers. The bridge is 515 meters long and 10 meters wide. According to a legend, the bridge has remained in order for so long because eggs were added into the mortar during its construction. What is the Lesser Town?
The historical center also includes the Lesser Town with its narrow, crooked streets, beautiful houses, palaces, gardens, and numerous little beer houses, wine cellars, and pubs, all recently renovated. It is a place below the castle where the famous writer Jan Neruda was born. The most famous religious icon, Prague Infant Jesus, is found there. Neruda Street will take you up the hill to the castle square. There is a very nice view of the historical center from there. What do you know about Prague Castle?
Prague Castle is a block of palaces, secular and religious buildings, fortresses and houses from all periods of history. In the past centuries, it was the seat of Czech princes and kings, and since 1918 it has been the seat of the president. Dominating the place, St. Vitus Cathedral was designed by the famous architects Peter Parler and Matthias of Arras. Apart from valuable artistic relics, St. Wenceslas Chapel, and the tombs of Czech kings underground, the place houses the crowning jewels of the Czech kings. What is St. George's Church? What else is there worth seeing in the place?
St. George Church is the oldest religious site found at the castle and the best preserved Romanesque building in the whole country. Other attractive parts of the castle include the wonderful gardens, picture gallery, St. George Monastery, the oldest monastery in the country, a 20-meter-tall powder tower called Mihulka, a round tower called Daliborka, Queen Anne's Summer Palace, which is a genuine example of Renaissance architecture in Prague. Outside the palace, there is the singing fountain made of ringing metal. The Golden Lane contains lovely little houses that were homes of guards and craftsmen working in the castle in the 16th century. Number 22 was where the writer Franz Kafka worked between 1916 and 1917. What makes up the center of modern Prague?
Wenceslas Square is the heart of the city. An important shopping and cultural center, it contains a huge number of department stores, shops, hotels, restaurants, bars, cafes, as well as cinemas and theaters. The top of the square is where the National Museum is located, a building of neo-Renaissance style, housing historical as well as biological collections. Standing also at the top of the square, St. Wenceslas Monument is an equestrian statue made by J.V. Misselbeck in 1912. The bottom of the square leads into two major streets, Narodny Street and Na Przykopie Street. This is where the pedestrian zone starts. What is the Powder Tower? Where is the National Theater and what is its history?
Na Przykopie Street will take us up to the Powder Tower, which is a monumental Gothic entrance tower for the old town. Narodny Street leads up to the banks of the Vltava, where the National Theater was built between 1868 and 1881, thanks to money collected across the country, and following a destructive fire in 1883, the theater was built anew. The decorations inside and outside were made by artists of the National Theatre generation: M. Alish, F. Zhenyshek, V. Hinais, J. V. Mieselbeck, and others. A place where dramas, operas, and ballets are shown, the theatre has become one of the top Czech cultural venues. What is Vyšehrad, and what does the place consist of?
Another notable monument is Vyšehrad Castle, which, as the old tale goes, is the oldest seat of Czech princes, legendary Princess Libuše, and the first members of the Přemyslid dynasty. The place contains a valuable Romanesque St. Martin Rotund from the 11th century, Gothic St. Peter and Paul Church, Vyšehrad Cemetery, where Czech personalities have been buried since 1869, including a common tomb called Slavín for the most important ones, underground casemates with the originals of some of the Baroque statues decorating Charles Bridge. What trip destinations are popular with the people of Prague and with others?
Giving one of the best views of the whole city, the Petrín Tower is 60 meters tall with 299 steps and was built on the occasion of the 1891 Jubilee exhibition by František Prašil as a copy of the Eiffel Tower in Paris. There is a mirror maze on the top of the Petrín Hill. Another popular destination is the renovated Baroque mansion in Troja. What is transport in Prague like?
Prague is an important transport junction where railways from all directions meet. The motorway bypass crosses actually through the city center. There's an airport, Ruzyně, too. To avoid frequent traffic jams in the city, you'd better use the public transport system, which is quite good and not expensive. There is a net of buses and trams. Prague also has an underground since 1974. What is modern Prague like? What comes to your mind?
Prague is not only a historical city with splendid architecture, but also a modern city of a population of more than a million people, the seat of government, international organizations, and diplomatic representatives. Since the fall of communism, Prague has attracted lots of foreign companies and banks. New restaurants and hotels have been opened recently. Galleries, literary cafes, jazz clubs, and events like the Prague Spring Music Festival make Prague cultural life more attractive. Every year, Prague is a popular destination for millions of tourists from all over the world. Which deficiencies does Prague have?
There are often traffic jams, shortages of parking places, and the crime rate is, of course, the highest in the country. Yet tourists must be aware of pickpockets who are everywhere, especially in overcrowded places or at railway stations. The city is quite polluted as well. On the other hand, there are plenty of reasonable job opportunities, though rents tend to be rather high, so it is virtually impossible to get a cheap place to live.
Spacious.
Shabby, run down.
Colorful.
Fortification.
Walls.
Residential district.
Industrial zone.
Square.
Outskirts.
Urban conservation area.
Housing estate.
Building site.
Cathedral.
Monument.
Passage. Arcade.
Church.
Fountain.
View tower.
Rush hour.
Commuters.
Go past. Pass.
Light crossroads.
Jewel. Gem.
Art gallery.
Mayor.
Metropolitan police.
Emergency.
Fire brigade.